I tell you, if that doesn't get you all happy and excited, right, then I'm not going to say anything else. But it is Super Bowl Sunday, right? It is Jesus is alive, hope is alive, and it is a good thing to have fun when we gather together. Amen? Here's my personal belief. I believe those who have Jesus Christ inside of them should be the most happy, joyful people on planet Earth. Amen? And so it's good to have fun together and celebrate just doing some good things. And man, I'm proud of this church. Amen? And so I love to wear, I don't know if I've ever worn a zip up. I usually wear the athletic ones that, you know, because I'm an athlete type of thing. But it's so cool because I'm so proud of this church, and I'm proud to be a part of this church. And so that was so much fun. Allison said it, but it's been a few months of them working together and praying. And here's the deal. I didn't know you can have so much meaning in a logo. I will never look at a logo the same again in my life to know that literally prayer and fasting and, like, you know, Holy Spirit wisdom was downloaded to them, because, man, there is some meaning when it comes to this logo that we're adopting there. So I'm just so grateful. The team put in a lot of hours, and so Aaron and Pastor Ryan, thank you so much. And Allison Hardebeck, I tell you, God bless people of detail. I didn't know that there could be details, like there was detail. So Allison, thank you. That was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. And I am grateful for detailed people in my life, because that would have been a lot boring if I just did it. And that's why I love the body of Christ, because different people value different things, and the different gifts coming together, it's incredible. And so Allison, thank you so much. Hey, just a couple of things. We're doing good. Look at this. We're doing really. You're gonna get the word today. It's gonna be the fire hydrant word. We're gonna call it the Gatorade Sunday, right? Because today a coach is gonna get doused with Gatorade. That's what the word's gonna be like. We're just gonna get it all, and then we're gonna just believe that God's gonna do something in our midst today. Just a few things before I get going. Continue to be praying for Jerry Doles, who had surgery a number of weeks ago to remove some cancer, and then last week he was rushed back to the hospital. He's home again, but just continue to be praying for him, that he would just have no more complications, and that he would just be healed, and that he would just have just a great recovery. I'm not sure on all the details of what's going on with him. There potentially is a need for people to be with him. I got to find out the details. So if you're interested in that, talk to me afterwards. I got some emails this week, but be praying for Jerry as we just want to support him in the trials he's going through. Hey, and just a few other fun things. I tell you, we had quite a week in the Garland home this week. We got a new dog, so that was kind of cool, right? Big serious. And I just got to tell you a quick story, because I love my kids, but they've been wanting a dog since our last one got hit by a car, and they were talking about it this week, and so we adopted a 14-month-old dog that already had a name, and her name is Izzy, and our kids have been talking about wanting a dog, and I'm so grateful that the dog already had a name, because they, our three sons, had gathered together and they had a name picked out for our next dog. And I personally think that the name Izzy is a whole lot better than the name Sidewalk Licker. Yes. So, and they even asked when we brought her home, could we name her Sidewalk Licker? Like, you know, I told someone, and they don't go to the church, they were like, Sidewalk, and they thought liquor, like, you know, the drink. And no, I meant like liquor, you know, like lick a sidewalk with your tongue. That's what the boys wanted. So we're not going to do that. But here's the other good news is my sister did have a baby yesterday. And so that's another exciting thing. And her name is Evie, and she's beautiful. I get to meet her today. But John and Julia Hodges, had a little baby Evie yesterday, and she's like 6 pounds, 6 ounces. Be praying for them. I tell you, we love New Life, and man, she's beautiful. So be praying for them as well, and thank you for praying that our dog already had a name, because that would have been awkward. But if any of you are looking for a good name for your dog, you have permission to use Sidewalk Liquor, if you would like to. Well, we're like I say, we're getting a lot in today, but I'm so excited for what our church is embarking on over the next 6 weeks, as we are really kicking off a series that's got a few different faces to it. But we're starting today a series called The Life of Worship, and we're going to be going over this on Sunday mornings. But then also, we have over 100 people signed up for small groups to be a part of. And I don't know, I mean, that might sound just like a number to you, but that's a big deal, that we've got that many people that are committing to be a part of community and be a part of investing in each other's lives. And so I'm just super grateful for that. And so I encourage you, if you're not in a small group, you can sign up afterwards. Just a small plug, we have two groups that are going to be meeting here on Wednesday nights. So there's childcare for those two groups. And so if you're not in a group, Wednesday night's a great option to be involved in the group. And you can get more information on the back table. But I encourage you to... we've been talking about community. It's pretty daunting to think about being in community. And you start thinking about relationships, and then you have to think about, well, man, that sounds not very comfortable, right? That sounds vulnerable. That sounds like, oh, man, I might have to actually open up what's inside my heart to someone. And so I just want to encourage you. I believe that this is a season that God has us in as a church to be deliberate about the relationships that we have. And so there's some opportunities to get involved. Please go check out the back tables. But we're going to kick off our series today, and I want to just read out of Luke chapter 7, and then we're going to actually respond in worship here in about 10 minutes. And the title of my message is A Heart to Encounter. And so I want to read out of Luke chapter 7 today. A story. I like stories. It's about Jesus, and it says this, and you can turn in your Bibles there or follow along with me. It says, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. That's Jesus. And Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that Jesus was reclining at the table at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment. It's like perfume. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, so the Pharisee is seeing what's going on, and he doesn't say it out loud, but he says it to himself, if this man were a prophet, speaking of Jesus, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who was touching him, that she's a sinner, that she's a prostitute. For she's a sinner. And Jesus answering him, I find it interesting that it says the Pharisee was thinking it, but then Jesus answered him. So Jesus says, Simon, and I picture it in my head as Simon, I have something to say to you, right? Like I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors, and one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Jesus asked. Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, Simon. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Simon, you gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. Simon, you did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with the ointment. Therefore, I tell you that her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she has loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Now go in peace.
I tell you, what a beautiful story of Jesus. Amen. What a beautiful, pure story of an act of worship from the Creator to His created being. What a beautiful, pure story of what it means to encounter. Okay, and that's the theme today, is a heart to encounter.
You know, this is a story of, I think, worship at its most pure level. Right? I can't think of a more pure level than what we just read.
You know, at the core of this story, we see a lady who's responding and having an encounter with her God, with her Creator, the one who knows her, the one who can forgive her sins. She is having a moment with her Creator. Listen, Jesus walks into the room and she responds to who He is. Okay, she wasn't invited to the party. She wasn't supposed to be there. Okay, we got to understand, the guest list was established. It was the religious leaders, the Pharisee, the disciples, and it says there was a woman that heard He was going to be there. And she said, I've got to come to this party. I've got to come to this house. You know, we're kicking off a series on worship. Right? And if I were to boil down worship, again, we do it corporately on Sunday mornings, but worship is more than singing songs. Okay, worship is how we live our lives. Though there is an expression that comes through song, and I believe there's a corporate expression, and then I believe there's an individual expression. But at the core of worship, I would say, is the word encounter. That we worship because we have an opportunity, that we get to have an encounter with the one who is worthy. Okay, the one who is worthy to be praised. The one who actually lives up to His name. Okay, worship is all about having an encounter with God that will change us for the better. Amen?
I was thinking about, why do we worship? Because every Sunday morning, or every morning when I worship, right, I start my day with my word, and then in worship, and usually singing quietly, because I don't want to wake up my kids or my wife. But I worship, and sometimes I check myself, because sometimes I come in here on Sunday mornings and I have my reasons I want to worship. Because I had a bad day, because I'm mad at my wife, because my life seems like it's falling apart, and I'm like, I just need to feel those bumps. Right? Because I feel dry, and if I just get those God bumps when I worship, then I'll feel better. Right? And there's nothing wrong with feeling the presence of God. And here's the truth, as I want us to be a body that experiences His presence. Amen? That is a good thing. But my motivation for worship, hopefully, is number one, responding to who He is. And secondarily, getting an experience for myself, right? I come into worship because I respond to this amazing God who is worthy to be praised. That is it. If I get something out of it, that's really good. But that's not the reason that we worship, right? And I'm challenged so many times because I come in through these doors, or I come when I'm worshiping with our staff. Every Wednesday, we worship together for a little bit. And our elders, when we meet, we pray and we worship a little bit together. And I was challenged, as we're talking about worship, to say, why do I even do that? Do I do that so I can get a high? Or do I do that because I want to encounter Jesus? Because He's worthy. Right? And so I'm challenged as we're starting this worship series. You know, I don't think this lady had a lot of planning. The lady that washed Jesus' feet. She didn't know. She heard He was coming, and she responded. And I think sometimes when it comes to us and our worship, you know, we feel like we have to have it all right. We feel like everything has to be perfect in order for us to encounter Jesus. And I think a lot of times He says, would you just come first? Would you just come to me, encounter me, and I'll take care of the rest? encountering the one who is worthy of worship. In Psalms 27, it says this. It says, and this is David. This is the author of praise, right? The one who wrote songs that we still sing today, the one who I would say was the ultimate worshiper, said this. He said, one thing I've asked of the Lord that I will seek after this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of my days, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his holy place. He didn't say, so I can feel better about myself because my sin is great. He said, I come so that I may gaze upon Jesus, that I may gaze upon his beauty. Listen, worship, a heart of worship begins out of a revelation and a responding of who he is. Okay, that's where it begins. In Hebrews 13, 15, I love this scripture, but it talks about a sacrifice of praise. Okay, it says, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Listen, there's times that I can come into worship and it's easy. Life is good. My kids are behaving. My kids were on time. I got money in the bank. My wife and I aren't fighting, right? There's times that, I mean, you don't have, it's not a sacrifice to worship because things are good. But when my wife and I are not, when we are fighting, when my kids are acting in their sin nature on the front row, and I want to, like, you know, string them up a little bit, and there isn't money in the bank, and my circumstances in my life are trying me and weighing me down, do I still come to God out of having an encounter with him because he's worthy, or am I coming because I need more money in my bank account, or I need to feel better about my life situation, right? Sometimes our worship is a sacrifice, but do we come to him with the same mindset when we have to sacrifice versus when it's easy to worship him? Listen, I don't base my praise, and God doesn't want us to base our praise to him based on how well he's doing in our lives, right? All the promises that God's, oh, they're just rich right now, so I'm going to praise you good. It's not an approval rating thing with God, right? Well, I don't really feel here like I feel the voice of God right now, so I'll give God just a little praise. Lord, help us, right? Help us understand that he wants to have an encounter with us. And out of that encounter of who he is, we enter into a spirit of worship. You know, our encounter with him is not based on a song, but it's based on a heart connection that wants to encounter him and have quality time with him. You know, here in our story, and I'm wrapping up here, and then we're going to respond in worship. But here in our story that we just read, we see people, Simon, who invited Jesus over to his house. Simon wasn't shocked that Jesus showed up. It'd be like if I invited someone over to my house today for the Super Bowl, and then when they come to the door, I'm like, oh, I'm shocked to see you. I don't have any food for you because I know I invited you, but they knew Jesus was going to come to the party. They expected him to be there. But for some reason, those men and women, whoever they were at that home, they didn't prepare to do the honor in treating Jesus as their preferred guest as they should have. They knew he was coming, but they failed to honor him in his coming. Okay, it was custom back then to wash your guests' feet. Thank God that we don't have that anymore. Okay, it was custom. Yeah, it was. You haven't seen my feet, or else you'd be amening, right? It was custom back then to anoint your guests' head with oil, and it was a custom back then when your guest came that you would kiss their feet. Okay, that's what you did to show honor. So it's not that those men that day just forgot. They dishonored Jesus by not doing that. And I'm thinking, why did they dishonor Jesus? They knew he was coming. Probably because they knew he was coming. Probably because some of them had spent 3 years with Jesus. They were familiar with Jesus. They were like, oh yeah, he raised a guy from the dead last week. It's just what he does. Right? And I thought, man, do I do that in my life? Do I get familiar worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that even when his presence is here, do I honor him? Man, I'm challenged by that this morning. You know, I think of so many times the things that I'm distracted with, the needs on my heart. I think in the midst of that, I forget to honor who he is. And he's calling us as a family, as a church family, as individuals. We're going to be jumping into 6 weeks of worship. We have to start with the simple connection of encountering who he is. That we come just because he's worthy to be honored. We don't come because we need something. Again, he wants us to come when we need something. But for many of us, I think it's very easy to get in this mode. And well, I'm just going to get my worship on. And as long as I feel the goosebumps or whatever I feel, then I'm satisfied. And I believe the Lord just says, would you just come to me? Just like this lady did. And she bared everything she had before Jesus. And it was pure from her heart. You know, this lady in our story did for Jesus what no one else did that day. And here, 2,000 years later, what are we talking about? We're not talking about what the Pharisee Simon who invited Jesus over, we're not talking about what his intentions were. I wonder what Simon wanted to talk to Jesus about that day. We don't know. Why? Because this encounter is what we're talking about. Could you imagine, you know, rewind, what if that lady never would have showed up? What would they have talked about? Jesus, we think you need to stop loving the sinners so much. Or Jesus, you're not supposed to heal on the Sabbath. Man, we're talking about an encounter. She's so caught up in the moment and fixed on Jesus that she's consumed with who he is. She's in his presence and she is worshiping him out of honor. Noah, would you come up and worship team this morning? You know, I was thinking, I wonder what the disciples were doing when she was washing his feet. You ever think about that? What were they doing? Were they going, I should have thought about that. Bummer. I should have been the one. I knew better than that. Were they mad at her? Look at who does she think he is? I don't know what they were thinking. But here's what I know. As we kick off 6 weeks of worship, I want us to respond to God out of who he is and what he has done. Yeah. Amen? I want us to respond to God out of who he is and what he has done. Not out of how things are going in our lives. Would you stand with me this morning? Because here's the deal. She had a glimpse of who Jesus was. And she said, I don't care if I'm not supposed to do this. I don't care if this perfume is really expensive. I just need to encounter Jesus. And I don't know what it is for us today. But I know in our culture, we're so busy. We're thinking about what's next. And the Lord says, would you just come to me and would you just encounter me from your heart? Because we want to be people of worship, then we need to be people who follow our heart, who don't worry about the noise, right? And I think in the church in general, I think we do a pretty good job of making lots of noise. Right, but there's a simplicity that says, I'm just going to come to Jesus, even if we sing it in the wrong key, Even if we forget the words of the song, happens. Even if, you know, the keyboard or the lead guitar player had a baby yesterday and he's not here. That's in a corporate setting. But a lot of times those details keep us from experiencing the intimacy of the encounter. Yeah. Right? And today Jesus just says, would you come? Today, would you just come to me? Would you start this 6 weeks of living a life of worship, of just knowing the importance of the encounter? So here's what we're going to do. I just want everyone in here, we're going to just take a few minutes. And if you're one that you said, man, I feel like I come to worship and I'm always burdened and I can't even worship because I got so much going in my head. I believe the Lord wants to do something in us today where He wants to establish the purity of the encounter, right? That face-to-face encounter, just like that woman had, where she didn't care about anything else. She just said, I just got to touch Jesus. So this morning, Father, we come to You. Come on, respond to Him today. God, we just come to You. Father, it's not always pretty. It's not always right. It might be messy. But we come to You, God.
Stirring underneath the surface. The Lamb of God fighting for us. Hope is alive. Hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. Stones have rolled away, death defeated in His grave. Hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. No matter what we face, we overcome in Jesus' name. He was buried on that day, in tombs where soldiers are forgotten. The earth realized it could not hold Him. Oh, and this was more than just a man. Oh, our hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. Stone was rolled away and death defeated in His grave. Oh, and hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. No matter what we face, we overcome in Jesus' name. Our hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. The stone was rolled away and death defeated in His grave. Oh, and hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. Oh, no matter what we face, we overcome in Jesus' name, yeah. Our hope is alive today. Eternal life You gave us. Great revenge upon all darkness. Through the blood of Jesus, we become Your righteousness. We become Your righteousness. I can hear the angels joining in our anthem with all the hosts of heaven. Oh, we shout the victory has won. Oh, we shout the victory has won. Oh, we shout the victory has won. Hope is alive. And hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. The stone was rolled away, and death defeated in the grave. Oh, and hope is alive today, cause He is alive today. today. No matter what we face, we overcome in Jesus' name. Whoa.
They're going to keep playing, but I just felt like we needed to at least make sure you're free to come forward. I don't want us... When Allison started sharing, I was overwhelmed with the fact that, you know what? I can't play games with my Christianity anymore. It's not just a t-shirt. It's not just a symbol. It's the end of hypocrisy. It's the end of a double standard. And I'm like, suddenly I'm like, oh no, the jig is up. And I'm like, what the heck? Why am I convicted? Because I need to be. The altar's open. Come and worship. Listen, there's the Lord showed me once, there's two things, okay? When you encounter Jesus, you have a lifestyle change. But sometimes he requires a lifestyle change to encounter him. Zacchaeus encountered Jesus and he changed his life. But the rich young ruler was said, change your life and encounter me. And you know what he did? He went away sad. So the altar's open. I just wanted to make that invitation to you to come forward and say, God, I've been living a double standard. I don't care what your details are. You don't care what my details are. But I suddenly realized I've been playing games with God in areas of my life. In judging things and programs that I liked or didn't like in our church and deciding to be a part or not be a part, but I've been denying the grace to do them, the grace to be involved, the grace to support fully and serve. This is a season of serving. That's what I heard Allison saying. And there is grace to do it where it's not a burden, but it's a joy, and it will bring people to Christ and fill this church and bring us to 2 services if necessary, 3 services if necessary, not because we need the numbers, but because there's lost people all around us. And I've been disconnected from that. I've been disconnected from the burden and the realization that people are going to hell around me. And so just please just take a moment, come forward, worship with us, and respond to the Lord.
If you want to come forward, come forward.
Our hope is alive today.
Come on, let's respond to the King today.
Because he is alive today. Stone was rolled away. Death defeated in his grave. Oh, hope is alive today. Because he is alive today. No matter what we face, we overcome. In Jesus' name, oh, and hope is alive today. Alive today, stone was rolled away, and death defeated in his grave. Oh, and hope is alive today, because he is alive today. No matter what we face, overcome in Jesus' name. Oh. Majesty, oh, oh, Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, though empty-handed, now alive in your hands, singing, oh, Majesty, yes, Lord, Majesty.
Father, all over this room today, Father, we just respond to you. Father, you know our hearts. Father, so many times we're tempted to, if we just do the right thing or if we raise my hands the right way. Father, this morning, whether our hands are raised or not, Father, we like that woman. Father, we just want to respond to you out of honor. And Father, even in this next 6 weeks, God, I ask that you would do a heart change in us. Father, that our response wouldn't be based on how things are going or how we're feeling, but Father, that we would be ones who respond to you because you are worthy of praise. Because you are the King, and you are the one who can set us free. Father, and you are the one that can give us hope. So, Father, I just bless the people of Generational Hope. Father, the families, even this week, Father, as we're going to be meeting together and as we're going to be saying, God, we want to encounter you. Father, would we be able to strip it down, to get rid of the things that don't matter, to focus on you because you matter. And focus on your presence because that's where we're changed. Father, that woman was never the same again because she encountered you that day and you healed her. So, Father, all over this place, Father, we position ourselves to be encountered by a living God. Come on, can you say amen? Can you say amen means, God, let me encounter you, so be it, right? This morning, man, what a fun service. What a great service. I believe we're on the cusp of this next 6 weeks of seeing God do some amazing things in our church and our lives. If you want prayer this morning, I want you to come up afterwards, and there's some people that want to pray for you. You might say, man, I've got so many things in my head that I can't even shut them off. Well, let's pray for that today. Let's believe that the God of encounter is bigger than whatever's going on in your mind. Number two, you can sign up for life groups, get plugged in. Be here Wednesday night if you're not involved in another one. We have some groups here. But then also feel free to run down to this corner and you can get yourself some stuff. And just, it's cool and it's comfortable. And it means some really good things. So I'm excited for what God wants to do. God bless you. If you want prayer, would you please come up? But other than that, you're released, and we'll see you in homes this week.